Yo, 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 1, 2, 1, 2. What it do, what it do? It's your boy Skeeter Steve.
And Nikki B.
And welcome to another episode of Lace Rhymes, where we can giving it to you for the culture and by the culture. Oh, man, we're here. We're back. What a crazy week.
Yeah.
And a crazy weekend.
Absolutely. Go on ahead and bring everybody up to speed.
Man, first and foremost, you know, this week saw Nipsey Hussle get the Star Walk of Fame on his birthday, which
Phenomenal. Which was
dope.
Yes.
Then I celebrated my birthday on the 17th.
As well as your Padres. Saying?
Yeah, my pops. Me and my pops, so I can't complain.
Okay.
And then this weekend, this all went straight to shit. Faded black.
Okay.
Had a B-Day extravaganza, you know. Drink after drink, shot after shot.
Bottle after bottle.
Yes, bottle after bottle.
Yeah, I was there for some of the festivities, and I'll definitely be real with absolutely everyone in saying that Steven does not hold anything back. This man is an animal. You know? So that was really cool. Thanks for inviting me out. That was really dope.
Most definitely. And all I'm going to just say, guys, you know, don't do what I do, okay?
Right.
Make sure you eat before you drink, and I decided not to do that. And even though I try to eat in between, it still wasn't good for your boy. it wasn't good at all, because I mean they just kept coming with the shots. Nikki had got me 2 shots, my boy Jay got me a shot, then I go to another place, here come 2 more shots and another 2 more shots. Yeah, it was over by like 9 o'clock, I was ready to go home.
I hear
guys.
No problems. I hear a man that is very much loved.
Yes, that too, though, but man, yeah, my head was spinning. Yeah, man, but I'm happy, though. I'm very happy and grateful. You know, 35, it's a blessing. I can't
Absolutely.
Complain.
This is a cool year.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Very, very cool year. Very cool year. And also, even better, before we kick off the show, man, an honorable mention, Kendrick Lamar pretty much had responded to a 9-year-old boy, and the boy name is his name too as well, Kendrick. And what's so dope that it was his first concert, like literally his first concert for him going, and just pretty much just asking him, this is my first concert, and can we take a picture? And I mean, wow. I mean,
hey, it doesn't get any better than that.
Right. Even the fact that, you know, he shouted him out while he was on stage, too. That was crazy.
The little guys. Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah. And everybody just been saying each show, like, it's getting better and better. That's why, like, now I can't wait for him to come to Vegas.
Yeah, likewise. I was a little skeptical when I seen the dummy doll. But.
Right. 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 Man.
Do you remember your first concert?
Yes, my first concert, though, but it was later on, because I ain't go front. My mom and pops wasn't having it, though, but for real, like, they really wasn't. Hey.
Okay.
I can't fault them for that, though, but my first concert was, I want to say, yeah, 2012, Dom Kennedy, Westside Would Love 2.
Okay, at the Hard Rock?
Yeah, at the Hard Rock.
Nice. Yeah. I was in attendance there also, so that's pretty dope.
Yeah, that was my first show.
Yeah. I jumped right into it. I want to say junior year, did one of those summer jams.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you know, yeah, man.
Yeah, and that was real extreme. It had a little bit of everybody there, so. But, you know, not to take it away from the story, Kendrick pinning the message to the 9-year-old, I think that's phenomenal. It kind of gives us more of the same vibes as last week, what we were mentioning with Q-Tip.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. And that was just dope and just great for him to do. Like, you know, and that just lets you know, like, hip hop is literally for everyone. And Kendrick is for the kids.
Absolutely.
Kendrick
Absolutely.
Is for the kids.
Absolutely.
And I'm not mad at that. And like, people always try to say, oh, you know, some of these kids don't like, you know, some of the rappers that, you know, that we listen to, vice versa, though. But this is clearly a clear-cut indication that it doesn't matter how young you are or how old you are, hip-hop is for everyone. Like, yeah, a nine-year-old kid.
Without a shadow of a doubt. You know, with the, even like I was saying, for the Q-Tip reference mm-hmm. from last week, for a kid to reference to, Q-Tip as his favorite rapper.
Oh, yeah.
That definitely lets you know that that's timeless music.
Oh, yeah.
So for it to transcend to a 12-year-old in 2022. So that's amazing. Kendrick taking the time to do that, that just definitely speaks volumes of his character. Because, you know, a lot of these artists, they blow the kids. They blow them off.
Yeah.
That's ultimately, like, in some cases, you understand that it's only so many hours in a day. And, hey, I didn't see you. Or, hey, mm-hmm. I just didn't want to do it.
Right.
But when they take the time to go on ahead and do this, we definitely kudos to that. Cheer it up.
Oh, yeah. No, got to.
Yeah,
got to
go on ahead and acknowledge that and applaud that. It definitely deserves a sense of, you know, salute.
Oh, no, yeah, absolutely, absolutely. So, yeah, I'm just excited just to see his show because, like, it's just been nothing but great reviews and that just being heartfelt mm-hmm. and, like, for real. And, man, it doesn't get
Kendrick
any better
than that.
Kendrick
has been giving us all the feels. We had that guy having a whole mental breakdown at the edge of his stage
while he's working
in tears, so it's like he's been delivering the feel. So for everyone that's already been able to take advantage of the tour, because they're this was in Canada, right? Is he in the U.S. yet
was this Canada or Detroit?
Yeah, okay,
this is
Detroit.
Detroit. Yeah, this
okay,
was
the
Detroit.
Canada show has somebody else there.
Petty ass, cornball ass Drake. And I said it.
Well, I'm not quite as passionate as that, but I will go on ahead and give the cornball reference there.
Right.
Also.
No, yeah, for real. Got to. He's being petty though, but.
But he didn't get the acknowledgement because, you know, Drake is used to coming into these shows and basically stopping the show.
Right.
Like when he goes to from Nelly Furtado to Backstreet Boys and all that, anytime somebody rolls through Canada, he's on stage with them singing their lyrics and just really comes and steals the show. It was like, nah, nigga, you better go sit in that box. Like,
right.
You had people that was in the crowd that, you know, I was like, oh, Drake's here. You know, it wasn't like he was on stage and he had the opportunity to do all that. So, yeah, that was pretty dope.
It is what it is. All right, moving on into these opening topics. Oh, man, first start off, this was crazy. Kanye unapologetic amid criticism of his Yeezy Gap collection being displayed in the trash bags. That was something. Kanye's new Yeezy collection for Gap is going viral after it revealed that it was framed. The designer entertainer demanded the clothes to be displayed in a giant trash bag on the floor. It was also reported that Gap employees were instructed not to help customers find their size, leaving shoppers to sift through the bags and their size. And Fox was able to catch up with them. And the only thing Ye had to say is, I'm an innovator and I'm not here to sit up and apologize about my ideas. He added, that's what exactly the media try to do. Try to make us apologize for any idea that doesn't fall under exactly the way that they want us to think or how they feel like it. And then Kanye West went on to say, this is not a joke. This is not a game. This is just some celebrity collaboration. This is my life. And then he closed by stating, I'm fighting for a position to be able to change clothing and bring the best design for people.
Hey, I honestly, from, you know, a creative standpoint, I really can't fault him for that. Just in a sense of, we're in this day and age where absolutely everyone ends up getting censored. You know, everything is offensive. Like, you can't say the word spaz. You can't do this. You can't do that. And it's just like somebody's going to always have a problem with absolutely everything. So, word to Kendrick again, you can't please everyone.
Body, man, for real.
But in this particular one, it's like it's two-sided too because we have the whole spaceship situation where, you know, he might actually have a little bit of bad blood with the Gap and everything, taking us back to the gap. Look at his check. It wasn't no scratch, you know, for right. going to tap in. We know.
Right.
Been stacking those khakis, you know. Mm-hmm. But, you know, ultimately, I don't fault that part. The thing that I kind of have an issue with is just the functionality of it.
Yeah.
Personally, something that I'm going to participate in? No. I think that those clothes would probably be saturated with all of the COVID.
Yeah.
All of the monkeypox. all of the things, as well as all the things that gets right. tracked in with our feet.
Yeah.
You know, like, because think about it. Me, myself, you know, you guys, we get, oh, yeah, shout out to the visuals.
Yes.
But I'm small.
Uh-huh.
Extra small, but yeah. small at best.
Yeah.
So more than likely, my size is going to be at the bottom of the barrel. You know?
This is true.
And with that, mm-hmm. it's not going to be a pleasant situation on me going through all those clothes. And then, not to only mention, like, everyone that's come before me.
Right, right.
All of the hypebeasts that right. have touched these bags before
yeah,
me.
Yeah,
and,
yeah, yeah.
And in all honesty, too, it's just, you know, I feel as though that no judgment. And you got people that live and travel and do the things that they do. But for those that actually have no choice but to live out of a garbage bag,
right.
I don't feel like that's a glamorized, you know, moment.
It's
unfortunate that it's all getting, you know, it's getting what it's getting right now.
Mm-hmm.
But ultimately, like, for anybody that's ever had to go get their clothes out of a garbage bag and go through that, it's just, you know, it gets to that point. But to, you know, pretty much wrap it up and everything, I just personally feel as though that I don't want to speak for anybody else. If, you know, you're homeless and you have an issue with it,
right.
feel free to go in there and speak up. But yeah. what we're getting is a whole lot of people that's like, oh, it's offensive to the homeless and everything. And these people are going home to their homes.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, but those people need to stop.
Yeah, it's like, let people speak up. If they're offended by it, let them be offended by it. Would I personally participate in it? No.
No. Uh-uh. No, I'm good.
No, it's his expression. Right. So.
All right, in the words of Bobby Brown, my prerogative. That's his yes. prerogative. It is what it is. All right, moving on. Back to the GOAT once again, though. But actually, this is some good news for the GOAT.
More good news.
Yeah.
More good news.
Kendrick Lamar is in the running for an Oscar nomination.
Okay.
It is no stranger that he is a guy that win awards in this music space, but it looked like he could be in the running for an Oscar, according to The Hollywood Reporter. You know, 35-year-old Compton rapper. Pulitzer Prize winner.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I had to throw that out there.
Yeah. I appreciate that.
Has qualified for consideration for Academy Award for Best Live Action Short category in the KDOT short film We Cry Together, the 6-minute film starring him and Zola, aka her real name, Taylor Page,
right,
was
right.
shown earlier this year at the LaMille Royal Theater in West Los Angeles. Kendrick, can you please put that out for us?
Yeah, we're waiting for this. Yeah, we need it.
Like, for real, though.
We
but,
need
yeah.
it.
But other than that, though, it's qualified him to enter an Oscar race. You know, it depicts him and Taylor Page going over, you know, the song We Cry Together as, mm-hmm. You know, with the back and forth toxic argument between relationships. Because some of us, no, not say some, majority of all of us been there before.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely been there before, though. But, I mean, it is no stranger, man. I mean, this guy, he just keeps going and going and going and excelling. You think that he stopped, he's on another level. And
yeah,
I mean, this is
dope. He's light years ahead of the industry.
Yes.
You know, just in the way that he's moving and everything. We get, like you said, like with the album itself, and mm-hmm. then to get the visuals from We Cry Together, well, you know, half,
right.
well, the visuals exist.
We didn't, yeah.
We didn't get it, but
I mean.
They exist.
Yeah, they
so,
exist.
So, you know, I think it's awesome because you see these artists like Beyonce, and
uh-huh.
they're able to actually transcend within these realms.
Right.
And be able to, like, contend on platforms that say, like, the for awards, like the Emmys, the Oscars, and,
mm-hmm.
you know, so on and so forth. So I'm all for it. You know, if Kendrick is able to get to that point of becoming another EGOT winner,
yeah,
that'd be amazing.
Oh, no, yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, if he does get this, I mean, not only he'll have this, he got the Grammys, he got the Pulitzer Prize. So, I mean, the man is, he's stamping. Like,
yes.
like he's becoming impactful day by day. So I'm all like, hey, You can't hate on it. You really can't.
No, you got to congratulate that.
Yes, absolutely.
You know? And so, his name is nothing, has been associated with nothing but good news. So,
yeah.
Super proud of Kendrick. Continue to persevere.
Yes, absolutely. Oh, man. Next up, another good one. Nipsey Hussle to receive his star on Hollywood Walk of Fame, which that took place, you know, this past Monday, you know, which was dope. It has been revealed that Hollywood Chamber of Commerce announced that past week before he got it, August 10th, that the ceremony will be celebrating the late Crenshaw rapper is to take place would have been his 37th birthday. I mean, that was amazing. People like, you know, YG, Russell Westbrook.
Absolutely.
DJ Head from 92.3. Like, you had a lot of these stars, and even just his girl, Lauren,
his family, his children, his grandmother, came out, his sister.
Yeah, his brother. Like,
it was just a
celebration and appreciating him for what has he done, you know, before his time was just cut short. And I mean, he is very deserving of that.
Oh, absolutely. Like, really, without a shadow of a doubt. I really appreciate the fact that they're giving it to him at this point in his career.
Mm-hmm.
In the sense that I'll go on ahead and elaborate a little bit on that, because of course, at the point of his career would have been him being here, of course.
Right.
But due to the circumstances, I think that it's amazing that they're doing it right now.
Mm-hmm.
While, you know, everyone's still in a position to receive his flowers,
right,
and be there and be supportive, because, you know, as time progresses, and I'm sure everyone can actually attest to this, these losses, they tend to just not necessarily say fade away, but I'm happy that he was able to be celebrated, and for the city of LA to just continue to acknowledge him. I thought that was phenomenal. Just simply because we got even artists. I didn't know that Chris Brown didn't have a star.
Me either.
Until this week. And he wasn't taking anything away from Nipsey Hussle, nor am I right now, but mm-hmm. I didn't notice that. And that just lets you know that it's not an easy feat.
Right.
Everyone doesn't get that. Like, hell, Snoop just got his star.
Right. And then I'm just hearing that, I want to say this September or not. Correct me, y'all, if I'm wrong. Either September or next year, I'm hearing Ludacris supposed to be getting his Hollywood Star Walk of Fame.
It's crazy. For Nip to get it at this point.
Right.
That just really speaks volume for the impact that he made.
I know, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, man. So, I mean, rest in power, my brother. Your legacy lives on and is still living on through your music and through your actions and just everything that you've done, not only for your community, LA, but you touched the whole world, brother. So,
yes,
you know, your legacy will live on. Definitely will live on. Well, all right. Got some spiciness. Drama.
What would it be without the spice?
Right. Drama. Swiss Beatz and Timbaland sue Triller for $28 million due to Triller selling verses to a social networking site. All right. About 2 years ago, you know, when we had the COVID thing happening, Swiss Beatz and Timbaland presented the public with a virtual music catalog battle that lasts, you know, 4 or 5 hours during the thick of COVID, which was pretty dope. That gave us, you know, something to do, something to watch, you know, whatnot. Whereas the duo ended up becoming a blueprint for them calling it the Versus Battles. And then they ended up selling the idea to a social media platform known as Triller for $28 million in 2021. But according to the lawsuit that was recently filed by Swiss Beatz and Timbaland, their buyer neglected to continue with the payment installations after only making two. Now Triller is being sued by the tandem for more than 28. A representative from Triller issued a statement regarding at the matter at hand. This is not a feud over verses. It's simply about earn out payments to Swiss and Tim. Swiss and Tim have personally been paid by Triller over $50 million in cash, stock to date, and stand benefit even more time. In addition, they have annual obligations which met and no breach has occurred entitles them for additional payments. So, okay. I mean, we all always hear the phrase, oh, you got to do your own. You got to get your own. You got to build your own. But sometimes you're going to need that man to help you to get that start. Like, really. I'm just going to be honest about that. no matter how you want to look at it or say whatever the fuck you want to say about that. But I mean, that when they did that, that's when they could have just been like, okay, it's booming. Let's make another deal. We're to the point we have trademarks, legalities, stuff over it. And mm-hmm. I feel like in that area, I feel like they kind of messed up in that area. We're to the point now where they gave them a little bit of piece of their idea. Shit, they took it and ran with it.
They did, and they didn't come back, and it goes back to DLC. They fucked over their golden goose in a sense, right? Because now a lot of the artists are looking to boycott versus. Mm-hmm. So it's not just all, you know, walking the park right now for Triller. You know, I think that was, I from the moment I heard about the deal, mm-hmm. I was like, okay, this is a win for Swiss and Tim. But ultimately, from a company standpoint, let's just keep it real. While we were watching the verses, all of us were in a house. We didn't have a lot of different things to do. Heavy on the verses, heavy on the D-Nice, heavy on the Tiger King.
Yep.
You know, like, you know, getting a Joe Exotic on, you know, the Carole Baskin. So, it, like, that was a time, it, you know, and it served its purpose for the time. But a lot of people, like, now it's like we got to go out our way to even watch these verses. Not only do we have to go out our way and schedule the verses because they happen so sporadically, like, it's no type of announcements. And I heard that even some of, like, the last one, what was it, the Omarion one, that where you have to pay for it and all that shit. It's like, it was better the way it was on Instagram. What I personally thought that would have been a great way for them to actually win for all of them is to maybe have sold the concept to like a Tidal or Apple Music.
Hey, talk your shit.
That would have been, I thought that would have been a better concept.
Yeah.
Because this Triller was in the business of actually doing the Jake Paul fights all these type of different things. And they were all over the place, but ultimately, I feel like they bit off more than they can chew, and hey, they're being held accountable for it. So, hopefully, you know, more. I saw that. Do we got anything on Diddy today?
No, we don't. But
I saw that Diddy was actually looking to do some sort of a versus or a song for song, which more or less sound like an unofficial versus, but he's like, we're not fucking with verses until they give Slim and Tim. I said Slim and Tim. Swiss and Tim. You know, their money. So, we'll see what comes of it. They're not wrong. Ultimately, it's like, hey, this is my concept. Pay me.
Right. You know? No. Yeah. Absolutely.
In the words of Goodfellas, you know.
Right.
Pay me.
Right. You know? For sure. For sure. But all right. It's about that time. You know. Once again.
Yes.
About to get into these sneakers. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Man, first up, we got a New Balance, one of my favorite models, 990 V2s.
Ooh.
And you know what, though? Did a little poll. I'm upset at y'all right now. I can't believe y'all what y'all did. I like these shoes, but a lot of y'all really said y'all would drop these. I'm shocked.
I was one of them.
I'm shocked.
I was one of them. Like I said, with personally, I'm not upset with the silhouette of the shoe. The 990s, they aren't bad shoes. It's just this colorway is like, it's giving me Born in the USA. It's giving me, you know, all of that is definitely giving those type of vibes. And I'm like, okay, so it's just no sauce.
It's
like, you know, I see it and I understand why these would be splashy. But yeah, just not. And yeah, for all of you guys that tapped in on the sneaker poll, it definitely, me and Steve, we're just, you know, we're here. We have
right.
We might cop or drop certain things, but, you know, this is a community. It's a collective goal. So, for everybody that's tapping in on our sneaker polls on Saturday, thank you.
It definitely
kind of gives us a broader perspective.
Yes.
And lets us know, but we all going to get what we're going to get anyway.
Absolutely. But
it's just nice to know.
Right. Just a little quick little rundown of the shoe. You know, despite it was being overshadowed by, you know, other silhouettes from in the series of the last two decades to be exact, the New Balance 990 V2 had a recent resurgence in popularity. You get a lot of these, you know, sneakerheads that, you know, fuck with this model, you know, and the absorbed cushion of this sneaker has dressed up in above heritage new style as a part of a New Balance revamp made in the USA program. So with the patriotic white, red, and blue hues across the high quality of the pig suede leather and mesh construction, the USA branding lends heels Coop land well with the remainder of the outfit, and this shoe will be releasing August 25th for $190.
Oh, man, in a couple of days. Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Hey, for all of you guys out there, it's going to look amazing with your MAGA hats. Hey, that's...
Oh, you really went there with it. Hey, you said MAGA hats. You funny.
That's what it's gonna look amazing there.
Oh my god. All the rallies.
I hate you. All right. Speaking of themed shoes, the next one we got up here is this. What is it? The Air Jordan Mid. Well, is it called the Christmas or it was something?
You know what? That's what they're calling it.
The Christmas spirit.
Yeah.
Like right. What exactly? Okay. All right. I wasn't personally upset with the shoe. Like
I'm not either shit because I said
you said cop.
Yeah,
you
said, I would cop them.
Hey, Stevens chose violence yesterday with the polls. Like,
yeah, I really did. And since we're here, I'm telling y'all, quit dissing these fucking mids. I'm tired of y'all giving these mids these slanders. Okay, all right. and I like it. These, it's dope. I like the red on there. I like the black. But what really sealed the deal for me, I do like the green laces. The green laces is popping.
Yeah, it's popping. I think those are dope year round, you know, like the Christmas aspect of it. I understand why they would say that, but honestly, I feel as though that these would be good for all seasons.
Oh, absolutely.
They look a little bit better for me if they were highs.
Oh, my God. Come on, man.
Hey, I'm telling you, that when it comes to the mids, the Melanie Asanis, they went up on those. The blue to greats, they went up on those. They showed out on those.
Oh, yeah, but, and I have those.
Yeah, you do. Yeah, you do. So, these right here, like, I was actually amongst the 57% that said drop on these. Just because I feel like you can easily get a Dunk or a Jordan Low and pretty much do the same, especially maybe an SB.
This is true. You can though, but I mean,
this is off topic. But whatever happened to those? Remember last year when they were letting niggas make their own dunks?
That's right.
Whatever happened to that?
And they took that down.
They took that away. Yeah, like, they took that away. But did you see that there were some fools on selling their created dunks on StockX?
Yeah, crazy.
Yeah, I think they didn't realize it because people, we were able to go over there and make the 7-Elevens.
Yep.
Because I went over there. I played with a couple. I had them saved. I was ready to go. And the day that they were like, oh, yeah, you can go in there and buy them, it was like, no.
Damn.
They didn't care.
Hate it. Just hate it, though.
They didn't think that one out through.
No, yeah, but I want to ask you this, though, man. Why do you think the Miz get so much pushback? And I mean, and the only reason why I say that because, you know, us, we grew up in the early 2000s, and you know,
oh yeah,
like you know, the breads were they weren't high.
Oh, no, with the suede, the patent leathers with the suede. Then you had the Carolina patent leathers. Leather. Then you had the black and gold, of course. The mids.
That's why I'm all like, why do they catch so much hate?
Because we didn't have access to the highs.
Okay, that's fair.
You know, the highs that's just fair. Give personally, I prefer the highs over the mids, not just because of the whole, like, stigma that goes along with the mids. It's just a lot of the colorways and things that they do with the mids just are really distasteful.
Okay,
so
that's
kind of sort of where my reservations come from. But I don't shame anybody for wearing them. I just, you know, hell, do you. I don't really trip on it. I just know that they're not really for me.
Oh, no, yeah. No, yeah. And I see everybody, you know, put the little drop on there, though. But on those, they don't have an exact date yet, though. But once they do, we would definitely let you know. My predictions,
Christmas,
I feel like,
November.
Yeah, Christmas. Because, you know, Christmas, November, we get all those crazy drops because, you know, man, the Heritage ones, the Fire Red threes, the Cherry 11s, like we're getting
the Reimagined
Chicago's. Yeah, we're getting a lot of
with
drops.
All that heat, why would I go do that? Why would I go do that, love?
But I mean,
like, I wouldn't.
Man, you could. I mean, if you don't get that, that's like the next best thing, and you could.
Oh, yeah. And that makes it even worse.
What?
It's the next best thing.
It is.
No, hell no. The next best thing. Hey. What kind of that goes against it all.
Like, hey, you make you the shoes don't make you. You make the shoes.
I get that, but I'm not about to. It's like, oh, if you that's like getting the 7 rings or the 6 rings. That's like, man. We've seen these stories, like, sent they go to the store or whatever, and it's like, oh, I couldn't get the 11, so I got the 6 rings. That's what they're called, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, right? Yeah, so.
All right, my question is, would you talk to a nigga if he had 6 rings on?
Hell no. Hell no. You know how many fucking 6 ring pictures are in me and my homegirl's group chat right now? Like, this nigga just tried to come, this fool tried to come and talk to me. Like, cause that's all it is. Like, all right, fool. But, Steven.
I asked a question and I just wanted to know.
Would you talk to a girl wearing 6 rings?
No, I wouldn't. Yeah.
You wouldn't?
No, I wouldn't. Okay, then. Since we're going down this rabbit hole, we'll do this then.
We're gonna throw a little poll up. Okay. I like where this is going. Okay. Sure.
So I mean, either or, you walk into her closet, you walking into his closet. No, well, I'm gonna do it with the girls first. All right, you walk into her closet.
Her?
Yeah, her. And then I'm gonna do the guys.
Go do your thing.
You walk into the closet, like, you know, she's super cool and everything. But you see these 2 pairs of shoes, and it's going to irk your fucking life. She has the Fila's, the little high with the little ripples and shit on the side. She got those in the closet. And she got some dust bucket Air Force Ones. Mm. Well, yeah. Then don't stop there with the guys. You know, guys super cool. He actually let you come over. You open up the closet. You see some Creative Rex in there.
Okay, you taking a backpack.
Yeah, you see some Creative Rex in there, and you see. Let me see. What is a distasteful shoe right now in 2022?
Some 6 rings. We'll do okay, that. Yeah, we'll do the 6 rings. Or
Dove Zeros. Dove Zeros about to make a return.
Okay. All right, I saw those. They're not the Dove Zeros with that look like the 13.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, no. What are you guys doing over there? We don't want those. I never wanted those. Those were horrible. In addition to the 6 rings, like I said, shit, even down to, like, some inappropriate mids.
Well, how inappropriate they got to be, though? I mean, there are some cool colors of some mids, though. I mean, I'm just saying.
Yeah, yeah. The thing is that it's like, all right. You just don't know better. Like like I said, certain colorways. So it's like, I'm talking about just like, you have the mids, but it's like, if this is like your best pair of shoes and you thought you were steezing with these motherfuckers.
Oh no. Yeah. You're wrong.
Okay. Yeah. I can't fix that. There's not enough cool in the world, baby. I can't fix that.
I'm same here with the Fila's. Those Fila's, they gotta go.
Dang. Oh man, they should have never been back. And it's like, man, I told you niggas, I had went down to the shoe palace downtown, and they had nothing but those hoes stacked up on the wall.
Good God!
And it was like, I felt like I had went to sneaker hell. But yeah, like we're going ahead and throw some Jazzy up in the story and just kind of get the take on that, because there's some people that doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. It's like, oh, you know, you do your thing, you know, whatever. But honestly, it's like the equivalent. I seen something on Instagram earlier this week where the girl's like, the dude was perfect, but he had an Android phone.
Oh, she's yeah.
She's like, what are we supposed to do with this? Like,
we got to get rid of that. You know, look, yeah.
Hey, it's just, and then it's, hey, I promise you.
I'm sorry. The ones that you, and this irks my soul. Everybody in the group chat got the blue bubble. It would just be that one person.
That turned your shit green.
And the whole chat just moved left and you getting separate text messages. No, that's out. That gotta go.
Yeah.
That gotta go.
You can't sit with us.
You can't. You definitely can't. All right.
Next up.
Now, this one. I'm excited for this one.
Oh, yes, yes.
Nike Air Max 1 Tour Yellow. And you know what, though?
Everybody got busy on that one yesterday. Yeah. They got 92% on the cop.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
On the cop.
And y'all know, for anybody that knows me, y'all know Air Max 1s. That's, like, my favorite sneaker. So, that's my shit. And, you know, while, you know, Air Force One celebrating their 40th year anniversary, and as we embark on the second half of the year, the brand is spotlighting some notable birthdays, as you know, the Air Max One celebrating its 35th. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, and so, yes.
You know, adding the festivities, we get this color blocking with the tour yellow. You know,
that's pretty dope. Yeah. I never made the connection between 87, you know, your birth year. 35. Yeah, that's pretty dope. And that's one of your favorite ones.
Too, oh, no. So. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
that's amazing. Absolutely. Like
yeah, absolutely. And I just love the color blocking on the tour yellow, and just what they've been doing with the Air Max Ones model, like made them wear to the point, like the design and just how they feel on the feet, just getting better and better. And maybe for me, we know the OG colorways is the navy, the aqua, the royal blue, and the red. Yeah, the red. And I wouldn't mind adding this to that chain of OGs.
Oh, that yellow is amazing.
Yeah, that yellow is
it's really nice.
That's just fucking dope.
And I feel like you and I have had this conversation before on how Nike will OD and they just start doing too much with it. But I was happy with this one that they've taken a break on the Air Max One.
Yep.
And then they came and they gave us that simple yet sophisticated silhouette of the colors where they didn't OD on it. Yeah. So I'm a huge fan of those.
Me too. I'm definitely a fan of these, man. So I'm hoping that, you know, when they drop, going to be dropping, August 24th at select retailers and likely on Nike sneakers. So,
okay, so the 24th, you guys get the tour yellows, and then on the 25th, you guys can go on ahead and go get your Born in the USA's, right?
Yeah.
Okay, got you. All right, cool. Hey, it's going to be a jam-packed week. Anything, it is something for everyone, right?
No, everyone. Yeah, got something for everyone and everything. But last up on our...
But certainly not least, because this one's going to take us a little bit of time.
No, like, it really definitely deserves it, though. Yeah, and definitely deserves his flowers on this one. Well, you know, as Nike continued trying to stop, you know, everybody with the copyrights and everything with the shoes, Bape is still going, but I feel like they ain't going to stop Bape, because, I mean, maybe Bape had, like, a little deal with them or in regards to what they're doing, though, but... What I love about this, though, man, and they saying it's going to be coming holiday season to be believed. We're getting some Marvel Bapes kicks.
Yes.
And I'm not even going to lie. I'm fucking excited for every single last one of them. And they all look dope to me.
Yes, they do.
Like, we got the Iron Man. We got Captain America. We got Thor. We got Hulk. We got Black Widow.
Yes.
We got the Rocket Raccoon, which is personally my favorite.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Definitely my favorite. You know, so in regards to that, you know, all through the latest commemorative sneaker includes the images of the lateral heel of the only Palouettes, making direct references to them. Newcomers like Rocket Raccoon, Black Widow are included in the next capsule, with Captain America and Thor rounding out the latest collaboration between Marvel and a bathing ape. And yes, I am right. It is going to be dropping fall, winter of 2022.
They've been doing their thing. I've been seeing them that they're definitely making a comeback. I don't feel as though that they ever really left, but you know, they were kind of in that boat with the Creative Rex at one point in time where you know, they ended up being on somebody's uncle's feet and shit. Like, you could tell when somebody then got their nephew clothes and everything, the babes got the creases and all that shit. So they were doing their cycles on that note. But you know, they're definitely going mainstream. It was really dope seeing Mikey and Mikey Williams, and just seeing the younger cats on the sidelines, on the court, and everything on them. So like, that was a sign. I'm like, okay, so I see the babes are definitely coming back around. But this whole collection here, like you said, they didn't miss with absolutely any of the designs. The Iron Man myself, the Iron Man is personally my favorite. Just simply because it kind of gives it, it is Iron Man, of course, but it also gives like almost like that Mickey Mouse type of feel.
Oh yeah, absolutely, absolutely.
Really, really sick.
Hey, you know what though, too? Don't be too surprised if we see Ghostface Killer grab those.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I wouldn't expect otherwise. Right. He's going to get those, and he's also going to, you know, like, he's going to step out the Clarks for a minute.
Oh no,
he's
going
to go ahead and grab those. Oh, I would love to see Ghost in those. or, you know, Tony Stark, as I should say.
Right. Now, the Captain America, the Steve Rogers joints. I ain't going to lie. I like those, too.
Oh, yeah. I like those. I certainly like those more, you know, in this case, America is cool.
Right.
You know, in this case, these are actually, you know, these are giving me a little bit more than those USA New Balances were. So, but no, like, so this one, I like that. The blues, you know, everything hits on those. I like the Captain America's the Thor's, so for
you
sure.
You keep saying that. See, you're going to make me play the Uncle Luke song. Band in the USA.
Are you going to do that one? Hey, I swear. I don't know about the Luke. It's Sunday, my brother. But no, we got those Thors, and, you know, we did the poll also. So our Hall of Fame host, Ryan, he said he's trying to cop
Lord willing.
Heavy on that.
Right.
We also have my man, B. Bell. He tapped in and he hit us. He said the Thors and the Hulks. So those are really sick. You had two G's. He said he agreed with you on the raccoons.
On the Rocket Raccoons.
Yes.
Yeah, because, I mean, that silhouette on that Rocket Raccoon, I feel like you could do it's. Honestly, it's endless possibilities, like with all these silhouettes on these shoes and just the different color schemes that you could definitely go with all of those, with all the bait. So, but I'm just happy though to see, like, you know, because it's been a minute since we've seen bait put out some sneakers, like for real.
Absolutely. Yeah. And then, you know, like you said, to come out with the sneakers and then for it to be such a great collection, for it to just not be like one pair, but like to actually throw out a whole capsule.
Yeah.
Hell yeah, I'm here.
Me too. Babe, come on, man. This is a fan. Can you please put out your NBA and Major League Baseball collab that you put out years ago again, please? Because I really want that Lakers jersey. Like, I seen that. That was dope. And then when I saw J-Rock with the Dodgers joint on, that was dope too. So, come on, please put them back out for your boy.
Please. We'll be like, put them out. Fingers crossed.
Yes. All right. Now we're going to get into these albums. First up. I'm going to just go ahead and do that. First up, Game.
Jaycion.
Drillmatic.
Okay.
Heart versus Mind. For one, it is Dumb Long.
Yeah, 2 hours.
Yeah, 2 hours.
Well, it was 2 hours. That was before people just started snatching their songs off.
And that's exactly what I did personally.
I'm talking about the fucking artist. I'm talking about. We gonna get into that.
We gonna
get into the NBA Youngboy.
We gonna
unpack all of this.
Because I mean, like, for me, I snatched before we get into the album. I actually snatched about 9 tracks out of that, and that was just it for me.
Okay.
Like, really. Like, out of the 20 some hell, even Kendrick's album wasn't even this not that long.
Nah, Kendrick's album was a very smooth listen, and it was like you guys go back to that, but it took us 2 shows to actually dissect the Kendrick album.
Yes.
And what he was wise enough to do is to give us, he divided it into 2 portions, even though we all consumed it all at one time. Anyway.
Yeah. Yep.
But let's go on ahead. This isn't about Kendrick right now. This is about you, Game.
The man that said that this was going to be album of the year, and personally, it's not album of the year. I'm sorry.
This guy that gave us 2 hours worth of music. Well, actually, it would have been about 2 hours had Black Sam not stepped in and took that song, the Nip song, out. It's just been so many things every week. All the shenanigans and all the theatrics that Game has been pretty much going about this entire time. For us to be met with this project, this the best, like, honestly, like, from the Easy song, that was, like, one of the best things that he could have did on this album.
Yeah.
Then it was, like, this nigga is fucking Mystique. Like, every person that he gives a... And honestly, out of the 30 song... Well, 29 or 28, whatever it is now, 23 of them are collabs. So, like, 23 of them has featured artists. So, and I'll go ahead and tell you guys why I call him Mystique. Every artist that he gets on a track with, he morphs into them. Like, he actually shapeshifts. There was on that Fabio Foreign song, where I didn't know where Fabio started and where the game ended, honestly.
No,
like,
yeah,
I really
real.
Thought
initially
getting into the song, I'm like, oh, game's going to get the second verse. No.
Right.
He took the first and second verse, and the third verse was Fabio. Yeah, so it's like, why? Like, it's just ridiculous. You're supposed to be the big homie and actually set the tone and set the standard. And don't get me wrong. We all know that the guy is talented. But... Is that enough these days, especially when you're at this point of your career?
Yep.
We're at this point also, like, with the whole Drillmatic, I would have loved to have, even Nas said, fuck that shit. I'm not getting on this damn, this project or whatever the, however he let that, let it down gently. It just wasn't worth this. He didn't get there, which, you know, I don't blame him. But we also have, like, I don't know. Did you hear that shit with the game, like, dropped the voicemail that Drake left him on why he couldn't get on? I know you could care less, but anyways.
So you heard it.
I don't know who's cornier at this point. Is it the guy that's at Sandro Pay, or is it the guy that Menz is doing his thing, or is it the game for releasing this? It just like got to that point, and it was just like extremely annoying. It was really difficult. But yeah, like. From the, like I said, the features and everything, just overly being saturated with that to this horrible track that he actually thought was going to be a diss track that he thought that we were going to be sitting here and up in arms with.
Oh, my God. No, brother. You were
wrong.
That was absolutely. So straight booty juice. Garbage. Garbage. Yes. Like, come on. Like, for me, I'm going to just tell y'all, like, the non-tracks I took, that was it though. But overall, I'm highly disappointed in this album because, for one, like what you said, Mystique, but why are you trying to sound like the nigga that is featured on your track? Like, you're trying to sound
every
like, yeah.
He has no identity. Do you know who you are? You got to let us know. We don't know, baby.
Right.
Like, shit.
Get it together, man. Like, what is going on with
ridiculous.
You? Like,
it's ridiculous.
It's terrible. And then... We're not even going to... No, fuck it. I am going to go there. Sales, terrible. Only sold 15,000. Had to take NBA Youngboy off. And even with that track, you was trying to sound like him. Like, come on, bro. That's not you, but what
and
really...
And he cut you a deal on the track. And it's like the thing... Like, and... Him and WAC 100, like, they just do so much whack shit over there. It's ridiculous. Like,
it's crazy.
They got a whole... That shit is pretty much... What's that thing that the... where all the drama shows are? Like, they pretty much are just running a whole Zeus network over there with his camp. Because he's like, the ringleader. Because, like, in all honesty, it's just all... It's a whole circus. But the game, for those of you guys that hadn't heard about that, like, the game... NBA Youngboy supposedly charges $300,000 for his tracks, for his features, and he had cut them a deal of like $150,000, but they weren't able to fulfill that, so they ended up having to take him off. And WAC 100, he came on Clubhouse, and he actually, you know, gave us that. That's what he said happened. And then Game gets on, and he throws out
I'm never paying for a feature.
Like, okay.
Come on, bro.
Stop it, please. But ultimately, this is the same guy that said he could be a billionaire if he wanted to, that he is a billionaire. He spends $10 million on Balenciaga and all this and that. But it's like you can't pay for your features. It's like something's not right in the water. But also, like, huge, like, honorable mention, huge shout out to Black Sam, Atlantic Records.
Yes, everyone that
stepped in on protecting
I'm not mad at that.
Hustle's legacy, because that was just ultimately disgusting on the way that they tried to handle that. It's like, okay, the song was one thing or whatever for anybody that heard the song. I didn't rush for it. But it was just the point of the way that... that WAC 100 ended up phrasing that on how Black Sam and talking down on Black Sam.
But then I had the nerve and audacity, and I'm not gonna fault that on Game, because Game did stick up for that when he was running his mouth on Drink Champs, though. But how you gonna want to talk down about somebody that's not even here to defend himself, though? But you thinking that y'all was gonna get the A-OK?
Yeah, like, but no, you need him, like, but you still need him. And it's like, you the main one that brings this
that?
Man out. You
right.
bring this
Who
man's
that?
Name up
right.
every
time.
Chance
every
you get.
Time.
And now all of a sudden it's like, you okay, how soon we forget?
Right.
Now you need a favor. So it's like, all right, no. You know, no, we don't need, oh, he could have fed his kids with that. You think that Nipsey Hussle's estate is in trouble? Hell no. So it's like, okay, that part, but another aspect of it, and this is where WAC 100 just really showed his hand, and I was just so happy that they stepped in and just really stopped him, was when he was on Clubhouse, he was like, oh, Black Sam don't even know how to run a business. He needs to go back to selling T-shirts. Nip has had death anniversaries, birthdays, the Eric Holder pretty much being found guilty, and he's sitting on all this music, and he's not releasing this music. So that is like, oh, no, guess what? Do we want a Nipsey Hussle song on Nipsey Hussle's birthday? I don't think we want that. I don't think we want it on his death anniversary. Right. I think if they're going to bless us, if they choose to, because this is their prerogative and their right to release whatever they release,
right,
that they do it on their time. But another thing about it is that for him to say that, that lets me know that they released this album that Friday before Nip's birthday, before the Hollywood Walk of Fame,
yeah, all
and everything.
Of that.
So that lets me know that these niggas was trying to cap on his death
and trying
to ride that wave, and y'all were stopped before y'all could do it.
Right. That's trash for that,
so,
bro.
And he told on himself with that shit. Yeah. So it's like, you know, everything else or whatever on this project, Big Sean, he got a camera on. He went and just pretty much.
And then you got Khaled doing what he normally do, which was trash. Oh, we on the beach, we yada yada yada.
God bless anybody that enjoyed the album. You guys definitely going ahead. I'm you know, more power to you.
Right, for
but
real.
for myself, I just couldn't.
Ain't it.
I had better things to do with my time than to give this nigga 2 hours.
Right, no, me and Nikki.
I did listen. I'm not going to lie. I did listen just so that I can give you guys an honest opinion on here. I don't, not listen. But, it was.
That was long.
It was. That like the love that I have for you guys and the integrity of me coming here and speaking to you guys on what we're talking about actually conveying real facts rather than just trying to scam over it and everything. Yeah. Heavy on that. But, yeah, this shit was whack.
No, yeah, it was trash. Super trash. All right, moving on. Meg Thee Stallion.
All right.
Traumazine.
Ha. I was traumatized. Listen to this shit.
Man, for real. Like, I mean, out of 18 tracks, it's only about two of them that I like.
Okay.
Yeah, it's like.
Was it the Janae's track and then that other one that you were talking about?
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie. Y'all may hate me for this, but hey, this my shit. Uh-huh. Okay, I love Sweet as Fine. Like, but she, from a marketing standpoint, this was good to drop this as the first single because you have a big name. Dua Lipa, she's a name though, so this was good. Like this shit, it's a bop.
All right,
don't judge me when I'll be playing in this car with all four windows down. Do not judge me.
I just don't want to be riding with you that day.
Oh no, you gonna ride with me when I do this too.
When this
I'll
one,
make
nah,
sure.
I will not. I definitely. Oh, so I'll make gonna... sure. I'll have those AirPods.
And I'ma turn that motherfucker right on.
Hey,
up.
I got the pros. They cancel out everything. But the one the Janae track was pretty smooth. There was one that I wanted to make sure that the people heard. Hold on.
Which one is it?
Which one?
It's real specific though. Oh, her. Yeah, yeah. That one wasn't too bad.
It was horrible.
That's how I feel. Like I'm walking in.
Her.
Yeah.
Her. She.
You know what this gives me? This gives me like we're fucking about to walk in H&M or Forever 21 type
this
vibe.
This was ultimately horrible. I was in the car and I was like, I heard she, her.
Come on, man. I'm gonna
give you guys a little bit of the compliment,
Oh, yeah.
Because this one was actually pretty smooth. The consistency, the Janae Aiko track, that one was decent.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, this is a vibe
too.
But
Janae don't miss though.
Yeah, she don't.
This one was Janae's collab this week was a little bit better than the Sean collab.
Yeah.
With that drop, you know.
Yeah.
I wish I can't bring back 2088.
Yeah, no, for real, they really do. Yeah, but this is smooth too.
Pressure Licious.
Oh yeah,
did you
yeah,
like that?
Yeah.
You did. Oh, okay. You know, hey, you know no, sometimes.
I, I do funks with it just a little bit.
Okay, pressureless-ish.
Yeah. Hey, don't judge me, okay? Okay. All right, okay. Don't judge me. But honest question, do you think Meg is starting to fall a little bit off the wagon?
Not little.
Oh, okay. All right.
She off. She's off. A little would have been, a couple singles ago.
Yeah. No, yeah,
you
but know?
But it's just, it's like real, like every song is like, I'm rich, you're not, you a bitch ass nigga, I'm not a bitch.
Right.
Fuck you, you shot me. I don't like you.
Yeah, because we know we know who she talking about. Like, yes. think of the fucking name of the album. Like, we know. So
yeah, we got it. And this is your therapy, but it's like at the same time, you know, she's a fucking one trick pony. It's like it's the same thing over and over. And
that's funny. Honestly, I just can't believe you call her one trick pony.
Hey, double entendre.
Right.
But in this case, we're getting the whole like therapy aspect of it, which. Hey, we've seen these things tastefully done. Yeah. And she's not, like, she's definitely, like, there. I don't believe that we review anyone that doesn't have some form of skill.
Right.
So that just goes without saying. Like, the skill is there.
Yeah. No,
it's
yeah,
just
absolutely.
The point on the arrangement of it.
And the topics. Like, yeah. Come on, man. Like, branch out into something else.
Yeah,
because,
we're tired. Yeah. Like, it's like that part. And then also, like, if you're going to use this as a moment to, like, you know, go off on him, it's like, all right, like, let's, all right, shit, go off, but let's make sure it's, like, done tastefully.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, it's just not, it's all over the place. I wasn't a fan of it. I'm sure that there's some real good ass-shaking songs on here and all of that good jazz, but as of right now in the place and state that I'm in, like, they not resonate. No, summer's wrapping up. You know, the kids, the kids are back in school. It's just,
maybe
the project, if maybe it would have came out around Memorial Day, I think that would have been a better placement for her.
Yeah.
But everybody was scared shitless because of Kendrick. So
yeah.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. All right. Next up, this album actually took me by surprise. And it was actually pretty fucking good. And I actually enjoyed it. By album by artist. And this is my first time ever catching wind of him.
Mm-hmm.
And JB. AM. This was dope.
Yes, it was.
Fucking dope. It was short, simple, and sweet, though. But the content and his lyrics and the delivery that he had in this was just... It was just amazing. Like, just from the... opening track, Find Yourself, like this caught me like instantly. I was like, heartbeat heavy to a constant beat. My heart seemed ready for this odyssey. Every word dope like it's laced with crack. Everywhere I go till I fade to black. On a different level trying to feel. And I'm all like, man, I hope he blow. Like really, I hope he blow.
I'm in agreement. 19 minutes, 6 songs. The AM by JB. Mm-hmm. I thought that this was a very smooth project. Every song, I was able to listen to this album probably like 4 or 5 times.
No, yeah, me
no
too.
No skips, didn't take anything off. Very smooth and true melodic, like sound, yes. Like hip hop.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, like what we say here, man. I mean, it's all about balance, baby. Like, trust me, we like the fuck shit. I'm a fan of the fuck shit. I love the fuck shit though. But also too, you gotta love punchlines, melodic flows, lyrical content, lyricism at its finest.
They gotta check the boxes.
Gotta check the boxes. And he definitely checked all the boxes in this for me. Like, you know, so mm-hmm. I mean, All 6, Wake Up, Everything, How Many More, Aquemo B, East Side With Love. Mm-hmm. And it was just like, again, never heard of him. But when this came across, I was like, okay, it dropped on Friday. Go ahead and check this out. And I was fucking amazed, dude. So, yo, if you ever see this or hear this, we rocking with you.
Yes,
like,
yes,
we definitely, we definitely rocking with you. And
super smooth.
Like, this project was just fucking amazing beginning to end. Like, really.
Yes.
So, check it out. Like, for real. Definitely, you won't get be disappointed at all. All right. To me, I feel like this is saving the best for last.
Oh, yes,
yeah.
It was. Yes,
like, because, I mean, this project was just fucking amazing. Don't need no introduction, you know. Black Mouth, Black Thought collab with Danger Mouse, and we get Cheat Codes. And this project was just...
Yeah. Every song.
Yeah.
Every song.
Dope.
Every song. Like, he came in and he gave us everything that we've been missing. Like, as far as we kind of get things twisted a little bit at times. Well, I'll speak for myself. Like, we see we see these guys. We see the roots on Jimmy Fallon.
Yeah.
And you kind of might think that they might be getting a little softer. They might be a little bit too, you know, losing a little pep in their step.
Right.
They might get a little bit too comfortable up there.
Right.
But, no, Black Thought still let us know that he is still that same
Philadelphia
poet.
I'm still that nigga,
poet.
And I'm unfuckwittable.
Yes. Yes.
Unfuckwittable. Like,
yes.
For real.
Yes, I would really hate to be on the other side of any type of, like, any type of issue with this
right.
man, because he's just that guy. This is actually one guy that I believe that would never be featured on a Game album.
Oh, yeah.
And rightfully
oh, yeah.
so.
Oh, no, yeah. And even just, like, when he get featured on other stuff, like, he kills it.
Yeah, yes. And you have to have a level, like, he has to respect what you're doing in order to go out there, but, like, hey, you want to impress me, Game, get Black Thought as a feature.
No, yeah, and even just from his features, I really enjoy from Kid Sister, Raekwon,
right?
Joey Badass, Russ,
MF Doom.
Right. Conway. He even had ASAP Rocky on
and
here.
And Run the Jewels, you know?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That Run the Jewels track was.
Oh, man.
That was fire.
Yes.
Fire, though. But I like to open in from Sometimes. And then right after that, go from Sometimes, you get to Cheat Codes. I felt like Cheat Codes really set the whole pace for the album.
Rightfully so.
And it's just like, you know, the crazy beat production and the patterns on here was dope. Cheat code, playing with unlimited free throws, playing their feet, move faster than a Capri stroll. When they run in the strip, like the women in peace shows, pay the price, gamble with your life like Pete Rose. Bust a move, paper bubble like. Did y'all catch that bar? He said, cheat codes, you gamble like your life like Pete Rose. Oh! Oh! Hey! Say what you ever want to say, man. Like, hey, being 50 plus, man, and still rhyming like this, man, y'all better stop playing with that boy.
Hey.
Better stop playing with him.
We said this before. It's like the real lyricists, they only get better with age.
Oh, yeah,
it's
absolutely.
Like,
absolutely.
If you're trying to keep up with these young guys, it could get really exhausting. If you're in your lane, you're moving and you're, like, pretty much ice skating on these beats.
Right.
It's that easy, so. Great project. Highly recommend. If you guys haven't checked this one out, definitely go ahead and check it out. We got Cheat Codes by Danger Mouse and Black Thought.
Mm-hmm.
And I promise you, it's definitely a breath of fresh air.
No, it really is. So, and I mean, like, you know, and I mean, we went pretty good this week. It was two for two. Two that we liked and two that we trashed. You know what I'm saying? Which one bad? Wasn't bad at all, though. But over the projects, you know, that we went over, though, like, if I had to choose and pick one, I'm thinking I'm going with Black Thought.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah,
that was album of the week. For
yeah,
sure,
yeah,
for me.
Definitely album of the week, though, for sure. Yeah, Black Thought. Well, all right, it's about that time, so let's get into it. Classic Corner.
And now for my next number, I'd like to return to the classic.
Oh, man. What can I say about this classic corner, man? Like, yo. Before I even get into it, I have to give you a round of applause for this one because literally I think this is like everybody soundtrack in middle school.
Oh, absolutely.
Like, for real. Like, for real.
Yes.
Man. Juvenile. 400 degrees.
Yes, 400 degrees.
Man, great fucking big, Nikki.
Yes, thank you.
Man, you get all of that. You get all of that.
All the things here.
Yes,
I mean,
yes,
the Dave Chappelle
yes,
robot.
Yes,
on
yes,
that one.
Yeah,
hey,
yeah.
400 degrees. Juvenile, where do we start? We're going to take you back to the Magnolia Projects, November 3rd, 1998.
Uh-huh.
NOLA, all right? Basically, this project is the first installment, the first major project, the first major release from Cash Money Records.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, we had received, you know, a couple projects from the big timers.
Here
yes,
and there.
Yes, we had, you know, kind of understood that or heard that there was another label out there in New Orleans right. that was not No Limit.
Yeah.
However, seeing and witnessing Juvenile in that Ha video and just how much, how unapologetically he roasted right. the fuck out of that nigga, whoever he was talking to.
Right.
Can't keep no old lady because you keep fucking her friends. Right. You know, like he just, I promise you,
right.
this one, right, this, the 400 Degrees, definitely one of my personal Cash Money favorites. Honestly, for everyone, for those that are unfamiliar with 400 Degrees, we would not even have Lil Wayne right now if right. it wasn't for this project. This project is what really laid the cement and paved the way for all of the Cash Money artists. From, like I said, the big time is Turk, BG, us getting the Hot Boys and getting the tracks, getting the collaborations on that were present on this project. But he just blessed us with track after track after track. This project never let up from the entire fucking from the intro all the way down to the closing Ha remix with Jay-Z. We got right. The one for us where, honestly, like, one of the biggest things for me, like, when I first heard Wayne, was the fact that I could relate with him so much because we were kind of close in age.
Yeah.
So oh, yeah, it was just yeah. almost like so, it was so wild seeing someone so young being able to do that and be able to hold his own around those type of adults. Mm-hmm. So I was always impressed by that. So, like, when we got the Run For Us track and then we right. just started hearing, like, the just, like, every fucking song, Juvie just really gave it to us and let us know why he was the cash cow, why he was the pretty much the franchise player.
Pretty much, yeah. And we ain't even going to – y'all want to get into accolades. Like, man, like, this being, you know, his best album to date, and the album was went certified platinum 4 times by December 19th, 2000. And I mean, High was dope. Then right after High, Follow Me Now. And then,
oh my God, Flossin' Season.
Man.
It's just, it just, like you said, it goes on. My personal favorite, and that's why I'm so grateful. Thank you so much. Uh-huh. Kudos to you again, Steve. You know, allowing, you know, to have this moment. Because 400 Degrees is definitely one of my favorite songs. It's just that, because it gave us that vibe of borderline that that West Coast kind of like electric type of like player.
Yeah,
type of,
yeah.
You know,
it did,
like
it did,
808.
Really
it gave
yeah.
us those 808s.
Uh-huh.
And not to mention, you know, Flowers and all the things, all the shiny things for Manny Fresh.
Right.
And his production, just because he really, it took Wayne a moment to actually break out of, like, being reliant on Manny Fresh, but
the break out of that,
of being codependent yeah, on Manny yeah. Fresh's beats, because yeah. he complimented them. Like,
yeah,
he complimented
he really
all
did.
Of their sounds,
yes.
like, just hands down. And we've taken our classic corner from the West Coast to the East Coast, and then we hit the South. Steven gave us T.I. a couple of weeks ago.
Yep.
But, you know, I definitely had to go on ahead and make sure that we had some acknowledgement for NOLA, for New Orleans, for
right.
The Magnolia Projects, for Juve, like
right.
all of
hey,
that.
Baby.
Because and not to even mention, we ain't even touched the fact that this actually has the ghetto anthem on it. Like, you guys know, we all know Back That Ass Up is the ultimate
Man,
cheat code.
It is. And if you know what? Niggas might get mad at me for saying this, so, but when you think of top 5 or even top 3 hip hop songs of all time, Back That Ass Up is up there.
Oh, absolutely.
Like really. And me being the West Coast head that I am, I would literally argue a motherfucker about that. Like, Back That Ass Up, when you hear that drop.
Oh, man.
When you hear that drop, you already know it's going down.
I'm just scared for the day that, you know, the grandkids, you know, you got grandkids and then you hear that and it's just like, that's really one of those things. It's one of those moments. And Back That Ass Up, you just really have to be there to like really know what it is. And I feel like it's aged well too, because the new generation, they too have gravitated to it. It's like, you got Back That Ass Up, you got Quad City DJs, Mabu,
yeah,
you
yeah.
got Tevin Campbell, Can We Talk? Those are all songs
these are
that
cult
these are classics. These are songs that we know that And if a DJ gets in a tight squeeze, he's going to go on ahead and pull those out automatically.
Yeah, you're good.
And he's going to get the whole, he's going to get all of it. Like, you know, but he's going to get back on track on that. But every song on the album was produced by none other than Manny Fresh. Like I said, this one just, it just really gave us an insight and gave us our first, like, real introduction to not only Cash Money Records, but Juvenile, Juvie the Great, as an artist. And I really, like, appreciated everything and he stands for, because Juvie is still that person. He is still tapping in, man, with his community. He's still doing things for his community.
Right.
And he was the one that actually was the big brother, the figure to all of them. You know,
he
was the one that took them all under his wing.
Yes.
And, you know, showed them all some things. So we really appreciate, I know, you know, all day, like, just appreciate this project, you know, from basically stealing it out of my brother's room to you know, playing it. Like I said, having flossing season,
right,
on my voicemail, my pager, like the whole nine.
Man, no, yeah, this album was just incredible. And just going back again, like, you know, with the accolades, when it came out in 1998, 99, U.S. Billboard 200, it peaked at number 2. Hip hop and R&B albums around that time, it peaked at number 9. And then the year end chart of 99, it peaked at number 18 for Billboard 200 and US top R&B and hip hop albums. It peaked at number 1. So I mean, this shit got accolades. And then, like what I said earlier, by the time 2000 came around, it went 4 times platinum. And then not only that though too, can we touch on the fact, when Wayne said the verse, I mean, that little bar that he said, that's what made all of us to go see what Wayne is about. When he said, after you back it up and stop and wop, 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 drop it like it's hot. When he said that, that's when all of us.
We all were like who is this kid?
Who is this kid? We came curious to who is this young guy and who is saying it. But at the time, we was all like, this shit tight.
Absolutely.
It was small but simple, but fucking dope. So
absolutely. And yeah, it was like one of the, like, of course we had Luke and we had other, you know, songs that were kind of sexualized, but this one right here was like, hold on,
this was it,
you know, like we got that. And also, you know, to Slim and Baby, you know, we get a lot of different things and people's personas and everything kind of like tend to overshadow, you know, what they presented out to the world that works.
Mm-hmm.
But definitely this was the one of the best things that they ever did, was releasing 400 Degrees, even so much so that Lil Wayne did the 500 Degrees,
yep,
you know, in tribute to the 400 Degrees.
Yep.
And then didn't Young Thug do like a 600 degrees?
Yeah.
So like everybody's trying to go a degrees right up, but Juvie definitely set the tone for that. So we got to appreciate that.
Infinite love, gratitude
for this project. Thank you again, Stephen, for allowing me to have this moment and being able to fan out over it and really just give my personal appreciation of what this album means to me.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I'm glad that you picked this, because, you know, this, it does get talked about, but not as much though. But when you look at the body of work, like, you know, what this album has done, and just like what you said, there was a few projects of Cash Money out there in the streets here and there though, but this the one that really
yes,
put them over and put them on the map. And not only that, letting us know, oh, it's another, like what you said earlier, it's another record label out there in New Orleans in Louisiana other than No Limit. So
absolutely.
And then too, like, you know what, don't nobody say this up, but let's respect this for a minute. There wasn't no beef between Cash Money and No Limit. They did their thing and really have an honorable respect with one another. That's them the words from Master P now. I'm just quoting Master P. Master P said they did their thing and they did their thing. I don't know about
We know Percy kind of like sugarcoat.
Yeah.
But it was like some real, like, it was their projects. You know, the Calio and you had the Magnolia, and it was like some static. But initially they were all just getting money together and everything, because I'm heavy on the whole, like, you know, like anything like attributed and kind of can be rooted down to like organized crime and like gangsta shit or whatever.
Yeah.
Like I like, you know, I enjoy, you know, those documentaries and everything. So I seen where the breakout was, and it was Baby's brother, the original, his name was Gangsta, And they actually, gangsta's crew, like real street crew, was called the Hot Boys. And
this is news to me.
Yeah, and they actually were pretty much like, you know, they had their guys and they all were getting money, like big money out there in New Orleans. And they were from, of course, the Magnolia. And basically what ended up happening was that somebody from the Calio, like, got killed, or one of the other. And someone from the Calio got killed, and they thought that it was, you know, they attributed one of the Hot Boys to it. And then they killed somebody from the Magnolia. And that pretty much, like, it started almost like a Crip and Blood type of feud of situation. So the reason why they were forbidden to, like, really work together and even mm-hmm. do any type of music was because of that situation, more so, like, because initially everybody was cool. Right. But once that happened, it's, like, kind of going on the other side of enemy lines, you know?
Right. No, yeah, right. Absolutely. Absolutely, though. But, shit, this is news to me. Damn, yeah, you did that. Hey, you did that.
And on the next episode of Lace Rhyme, Nikki goes into Paid in Full. The real story of Alpo and Rich Porter.
Check you out. Like, for real.
Yeah.
I like that. No, definitely like that, man. No, like, for real, though. But come towards the end.
Yes. Again,
great fucking hit. Now I gotta step my game up for next week. So
no, you never disappoint us. And yeah, man, cake's been baked, Woody.
No, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely though. But yeah, though, I'm gonna still put that out there. Y'all thought I was playing about that whole sneaker portion. Like,
oh yeah, he's gonna throw out the whole scenario. He's gonna curate it off. For
yeah,
no,
yeah,
story.
definitely. Like, fellas, I want to know. Is you really getting rid of her? She got the dirty Air Force Ones and the feelers in the closet. And ladies, are you getting rid of the guys if he got the six rings and the creative rakes in the closet? I want
to
know.
And if you don't know what shoes we're talking about, this question doesn't apply to you.
Right. All right. Are you too young?
Right. We talking to, this is a sneaker. This is sneaker talk here.
Right. No, yeah, absolutely, though. But I just want to let everybody know, you know, we're all over social media. Follow us on Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, fucking rate, subscribe, leave a comment. And also, we're going to YouTube now, so go ahead, rate, subscribe, leave a comment, tell a friend that tells a friend that tells another friend. If you think I was wrong in some of the shit I say, leave a comment. If you fucking with me, leave a comment.
Right,
you know what I'm saying? So
mostly if he's right, though.
Yeah, mostly if I'm right, like, really mostly if I'm right, though. But yeah, just go ahead and leave a comment, though. But all our day ones, we appreciate y'all.
And the day is finally here. Yes, we are in here.
Yes, we have
the cameras going. Yes. And all of everything that we delivered.
Yes.
We delivered on what we said we were going to do. Nah, we said we were going to give you guys visuals, and we gave you guys visuals. So,
absolutely.
Really excited for these to be released. Yes. We're stay tuned to our, going ahead and make sure you follow us on all our social media, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok. What else do we got?
Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, that's it.
Yeah. Make sure you follow us there, and you'll get the announcement, and you'll also get your chance to, like, you know, tap in and see the visuals themselves. So, YouTube. That's the main one.
Yeah,
that's the main one for the visuals.
Yes.
But absolutely, we'll put up the Instagram post and let you guys know once these visuals are ready. Man, super, super excited. This is a whole new chapter of the Lace Rhymes, saga. And, man, huge shout out to, you know, my boy Skeeter Steve right here, who has just really, like, upgraded the fuck out of us over here.
Man, no, but shout out to you, though, too, Nikki, though, like, for real. Like, just really just being here and, like, you know, just coming in, like, really, and doing your thing. And honestly, like, they love you out there. They love you in these streets, girl.
Oh, man, I get love in these streets, man. Likewise, my man. So, a lot of great things coming, again, for the day ones. Really appreciate you. Couldn't appreciate you more for the new guys and new gals that's coming aboard. You found something that resonates. Make sure you tell a friend that tells a friend that tells another friend. And, I think that kind of, like, takes us out, right?
Yep, and we out. So, until then, this your boy Skeeter Steve.
And Nikki B.
Lace Rhymes, we are outro.